And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a fantastic day. Currently outside, we got to fix that thermometer. It keeps saying 45 degrees. Currently outside, 27 degrees. And joining us in studio, she does the first and third Monday of each month, we have Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. And good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Happy February 1st.
Yay! I can't believe, man, January just flew by.
It did.
And tomorrow, I've already been challenged to go outside and see if I see my shadow tomorrow, because tomorrow is my birthday.
Husband's as well.
Yeah, so my mom's always like, you got to tell me if you've seen your shadow. I'm like, hey, it's 6 more weeks of winter. So that's what I always do.
I'm hoping that's not the case.
So we'll see if I see my shadow tomorrow. We're actually going to do that live on air. I'm going to step outside and see if I see it. So
that'll be fun.
Not at 4:30, because then I won't see it, and that doesn't count. So, all right. Well, Yvonne, a few things going on over at CCC, and we talked about this last time you were here, but new software has been installed over there, and you want folks to email you.
Well, I just wanted to remind folks, and it hasn't actually been installed yet, but we are in the training process, so we're in the transition time frame of trying to learn a new software that will make life a lot easier for our students, faculty, and staff on our campus. But with that comes lots of training, and so we're trying to do the training and stay up with our jobs and service our students at the same time. And so the best way to communicate with us is primarily through email right now. Don't get frustrated if you call and no one answers their phone. It's simply because they're not available. But we are able to respond to emails, and we will call you back if you decide to leave a message. But the fastest way to communicate with us at this time is through email. And you can find all of our emails you should be able to find online if you just go to www.coffeyville.edu and then do a search for that person. It should pull up an email contact for you.
And always that learning process when new software gets used. In fact, we've been doing that up here as of late, so definitely know how it is. Also, you guys are still making fan boards, because the NJCAA I don't think they've made a ruling yet if they're going to allow fans as of yet, but you guys are still offering fan boards.
We are doing fan boards, and Bernie is in the house, if you've been watching. We actually had someone purchase a Bernie fan board, so Bernie is attending our games.
That doesn't surprise me.
And he's loving every minute of it. He's very happy to be there, and as well as several others. So, yeah, we have more requests coming in every day. And it's a fun way for us to be able to give our support to our students and our athletes, even though we cannot be there in person. And the proceeds go to our scholarship fund. So it's a great way to show your support and at the same time help someone go to school. So, yep, go to our website and order your fan boards today.
I'll have to go see if I find Bernie again. So that's
a lot Bernie's of fun. Oh, Bernie's there. I'm right behind him, actually. My board is right behind Bernie's. So you can wave to both of us.
And that reminds me of back during the baseball season, the Royals were playing.
Yes.
Somebody had bought a Bernie, and not a Bernie Sanders one, but the one from, if you've ever seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, yes.
They had the shot of him back there, and he's just sitting there watching the game, and it's just...
Great movie.
that is a great movie. It's one of my favorites. Also, you guys are having virtual singing Valentines.
You know, our choir department each year does singing Valentines, and with COVID, it's hard for them to be able to do that face-to-face. So they're offering that to folks as a virtual option, and which means that you don't have to be in the Coffeyville area to receive a singing Valentine, because they're going to Zoom that. And so you can go online and purchase a singing virtual Valentine. And regardless if your loved one is in Alaska or, you know, I don't know, Europe, then we can still sing to them. So it's a great opportunity for our students to be able to share their skills and then spread some joy at the same time.
Absolutely. And speaking of the choir, they are holding auditions, and those are virtual as well.
Exactly. You know, we've adjusted. Everyone everyone's adjusting. It's more of a virtual world now. And so our choir department will be hosting their virtual auditions on February 1st today or March 12th. So there's two opportunities to audition for the choir. And then that could potentially lead to a scholarship opportunity. So if you're interested in that, then I would encourage folks to reach out to our choir director, Mrs. Markell Porter, and she would be more than happy to assist you with that. But yeah, if you want to be part of our CCC choir, then send in your audition.
Absolutely, and that'll be pretty interesting. But again, that's pretty cool that they're doing virtually. That way, again, we don't have to do face-to-face as much. And also, lots of athletics going on over there at CCC. Both basketball teams doing very well, and the volleyball team, I think they're about to start, or they've already started up. It's very busy right now with lots of sports going on over there.
Well, in addition to that, we have track.
Yeah, so track, very busy.
Yes, we have already held our first indoor-outdoor track meet. We did that earlier this year. And then our track team was over at Pittsburgh yesterday. And men's and women's basketball played Saturday here against Pratt. And volleyball traveled on Saturday to play. And then men's and women's basketball will travel this week to Garden City to play on Wednesday night.
That's
in Garden City. It is a long trip.
It's like, what, 6-7 hours, I think, just one way. So.
Yeah, it's about 5.5-6 hours to Garden City, I believe. But they'll be traveling out there, and they'll be ready for the game on Wednesday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're really excited for this season. It is going to be a crazy busy season. You know, football will officially start play in March, and soccer is gearing up to get started as well. So, baseball and softball, oh my word, we just, you know, it's just going to be lots of activities.
Yeah, there's not going to be a break. There's just going to be, if you love sports and you get a chance to watch them or listen to them, I mean, you guys got everybody covered.
We do, and, you know, our sports information director, Brad Weber, does a great job of keeping folks informed. So if you'd like to know where we are with our athletics, then you can log on to our athletic website, which is redravenathletics.com. So just go on to redravenathletics.com and you can see schedules and scores and updates and news releases. We also have a fabulous, we call it the Drive at 5 show. And so Brad interviews the various coaches on how their teams are playing at before the games, and then I think they do a recap of the previous game as well. So it's a great opportunity to get to know our coaches and hear what their plans are for their teams.
Absolutely. So like you said, very, very busy as well. And also, you guys have been doing this, or at least it's been in the parking lot, COVID site location where you're able to get tested if you think you may have COVID.
That's correct. I just wanted to give folks an update that we still have the COVID site on our campus. We did move it from the Nellis parking lot into the Circle Drive there on the west side of the Student Union. So folks are probably more familiar with, if you're coming into the Oak Room, you typically come into the west side of the Student Union, and there's a Circle Drive there. And so that's where the COVID site location has been moved to. And it's a better setup for them, kind of allows them an opportunity to get out of the weather. And it's more condensed, so they can take care of you more efficiently as well. So if you are someone who needs a COVID test, then we are still working closely with the health department in Montgomery County to make that possible. So just know it's not in the Nellis parking lot. It's now on the west side of the Student Union.
Yeah, I had one taken back in around the time it started, because I could have been in close contact, so I went ahead and got it taken, but I was okay. So, again, it's nice to be able to have that, not have to worry about paying for it or something to get a free test, it's very, very beneficial for the area.
It is. Now, it's not a rapid test.
Right, so, right. You have to wait a few days.
You're not going to get your results back in 20, 30 minutes.
Right.
But you are going to get the results, and they are a very friendly staff
that, no, they that's are. Working they did, it. They did so. A great job, and they explained to you what you got to do, and they make it very easy, and like you said, very friendly staff doing a great job over
they
there.
They are.
All right. Well, if anybody has any more questions, Yvonne, if they have questions about what we've talked about today, or maybe if they have any other kind of questions, maybe talking about maybe enrollment for fall or whatever, or the spring or the summer. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can email me at hull.yvonne@coffeyville.edu, or you may also give me a call at 620-252-7095. Again, email is the best way to communicate with us at this time, but hopefully by this fall we'll be back to normal. So that's hull.yvonne@coffeyville.edu for Coffeyville Community College.
All right, Yvonne. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll see you again here in about 2 weeks.
That's right, you will. That's a warning.
No, we love having you in. So, Yvonne, again, be safe out there, and you have a great day.
You too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have news coming up here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.